Yeah. Okay, I need to stretch.
I know he's going to stretch.
Yeah.
He's the stretching guy.
Yeah. Four close friends are meeting up to go on a walk at Lily Park in Ann Arbor, Michigan. They try to walk as often as they can, despite their busy lives.
Oh, see, and I actually have to leave early because I don't want to get too much in shape.
Yeah, we're used to that.
That's Harold, or Woody Neighbors. He's a professor of public health at the University of Michigan. And this is not just a walk. It's an opportunity for neighbors to talk openly about what's happening in his life, what's on his mind. He hasn't always been good about opening up to his friends about emotional issues.
I was worried that they would somehow think less of me as a, you know, competent, strong individual.
Neighbors should know better. He's been conducting focus groups with African-American men coping with depression as part of an ongoing study. Ironically, he's been telling these men to ask for help. But it wasn't until something terrible happened in his own life that he understood how difficult it really is to reach out.
My daughter passed away unexpectedly.
Neighbor's daughter, Camelia, died from a heart attack. She was only 33 years old and getting a PhD at the School of Public Health, the same school where Neighbors teaches.
So, yeah, she was in the building, and we'd see each other. After she passed away, it was probably a good 6 or 7 months before I could set foot in this building.
Still, Neighbors was determined to get back to work. He made plans with students to get together everywhere on campus, just not the public health building. But his grief was overpowering.
And some days I really felt like I was just walking around in a somewhat of a daze. You know, things were just a little fuzzy. I'd be in conversations with some of my students, and I would have this sensation that I had drifted off somewhere while they were talking.
Neighbor says he would wake up in the morning and not want to get out of bed.
I started experiencing, you know, just really symptoms of fatigue, rumination.
Neighbors talks about feeling tired and not being able to concentrate. Maybe you've noticed he's not used the word depression. That's pretty common, says Dr. John Sonega. He's the director of the University of Michigan Stress Management Program.
Men will say, I'm tired and I'm not really engaged in work. And we might not interpret that as depression.
Sonega says depressed men are also more likely to report aggression, substance use, and violent behavior to mental health professionals. That has researchers wondering, is this really depression, or is it something else?
Are we assessing the right thing? Are the men actually depressed, and we're just not calling them depressed?
Recognizing men as depressed is still only half the battle. Men are less likely to get diagnosed with depression than women, but they are also much less likely to seek help.
Because they face three stigmas, the stigma of mental health, the stigma of masculinity, and the stigma of work. And in all three of those, you're not supposed to talk about your emotions, not at work, not if you're a man, you know, and then not about mental health in particular.
Sonega says men have to learn to talk about their emotional health so that when they do experience difficulties, they know how to reach out and talk about what's going on with them rather than bottle up their feelings. For Woody Neighbors, during that difficult period after his daughter's death, it took him a long time before he felt comfortable to ask for help.
Wow, it was a good 5 months, 5 to 6 months.
At this point, the pain became too much for him.
This is something that I really don't think I can just carry all by myself.
So Neighbors reached out. He started individual counseling. He told people at work about his depression and took a medical leave. Most importantly, he says, he called up his best friends and asked them for a favor.
Would you two agree to form a walking group with me? We need to walk minimally once a week, maybe twice a week.
His friends happily agreed to walk with him. And while he walked, he talked. That, combined with the counseling and the medical leave, helped Neighbors get through his grief. This was years ago, but to this day, he still walks with his friends. And they talk about everything. Here's his walking buddy, Wayne McCullough.
I broadcast to everybody. Actually, my wife almost cringed because of how much people know about us.
For The Pulse, I'm Renee Gross.